Bob Doerr is here with us now, very, very early in the morning. For Bob Doerr, host of IPR's Blue Avenue, Sundays at 5, he hosts Backtrack, Saturdays at 2 p.m., Beatles Medley, Sundays at 6:30, and of course, he is the leader of the Blue Band. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Charity.
Did you have some coffee?
You know, every year you promise me we're going to do this at 3 o'clock in the morning in my biorhythm, and every year, no, it winds up being at 10:30.
Denied. Sorry. We'll try it. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Something to look forward to.
All right. And you have created a list for us here of some of your favorite new songs of the year. And are we building up to number one? Or are you going to start with your favorite?
Oh, no. Let's build up to number one.
Okay.
Kind of like the countdown, the classic old countdown. You know, the blues really has been kind of noted for its old boy network, but this year it really is kind of the year of the women in blues. And I'm going to start out with a woman that played the same nightclubs that I did in the 80s and 90s, the Rock Island Brewing Company, the Dubuque Street Brewing Company, the Crow's Nest in Iowa City. Her name is Thornetta Davis. And really kind of stopped touring in the 2000s and has emerged with a brand new nationally distributed LP called Honest Woman, and really has knocked it out of the park. She is now the queen of the Detroit blues scene, and we're going to hear the real blues. I'd rather be alone than to be with you.
Here you come again. Messing with my head. Well, you've been gone so long, I thought you was dead. And just when my heart healed from losing you, well, here you come knocking at my door, giving me your excuse. Well, it's too late, baby. I don't need you no more. And as you can see, that key in your hand don't unlock my door. So before you come in here telling me what you're going through, I think I got some news for you.
I'd rather be alone than be lonely with you. Said I'd rather be all by myself than take the hurt you put me through.
All right, some serious girl power there, Bob. Thornetta Davis, I'd Rather Be Alone, off the album Honest Woman.
Sweet!
That is terrific. All right, and we are coming up on a break here, so I think we're just going to wait, and you're going to tell us about the next one on your list when we come back in just a moment. This hour, we are listening back to some of the best new music from 2016, and with me right now, Bob Doerr. He's host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue, Sundays at 5 p.m., also host of Backtrack Saturdays at 2 p.m., and the Beatles Medley Sundays at 6:30 p.m., and he is, of course, the leader of the Blue Band. And if you're looking for great new music, go to iowapublicradio.org. We've had a number of people from our Studio One stream and actually other music heads from around Iowa Public Radio have created their top 10 lists, so you can find out what our Morning Edition host Clay Masters is listening to, for example, if you go to iowapublicradio.org and look at the post for the favorite new albums of 2016. We'll continue in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we are listening back to some of the best new music of 2016, and we are digging into the blues right now with Bob Doerr, host of IPR's Blue Avenue, also the front man for the Blue Band, and a lot of girl power on this list. We are building up to your number one pick, but what's next on your list, Bob? Let's see. There you are.
I'm back.
Oh, wonderful.
The year of the woman in the blues. I'm obviously, I gave you way too many for the amount of time that we have this morning.
Oh, but, we'll see.
There's a bunch of really great soul blues releases by women this year, and a bunch of really fantastic newcomers. Kat Riggins, she's 4'11", has a huge voice. A woman named J.J. Timms. She spells it T-H-A-M-E-S, but I got it directly from her. It's Timms. Terry Odebye, a fantastic new singer from Oakland, California. All have great soul blues releases, but not as good as Rufus's kid. Rufus Thomas, the Walking the Dog Man. His daughter, Venice Thomas, wrote 11 of the 12 songs on her disc, Long Journey Home. This one is Sweet Talkin'.
You call me up to come around. I should say no, but you're wearing me down. Your baby whispers running through my brain. Give me a feeling that I can't explain. Oh, you pull me closer with every word. Baby, you leave me no choice. Oh, you've got the power over me. I fall to pieces when I hear your voice. I know the way you sweet talk me, way you say you love me.
Sweet talk me, Venice Thomas, off the album The Long Journey Home. What's next?
My pick for acoustic album of the year is also by a woman, Australian Fiona Boys. Actually, she splits her time between Australia and Oregon in a worldwide touring schedule. She was the first woman to win the International Blues Challenge, the first non-American to win the International Blues Challenge, one of the world's premier gut bucket style blues guitar players. And I don't care what gender we're talking about, she is just fantastic. Her 2016 release, All Acoustic, it's called Professing the Blues. She wrote 14 of the 16 songs, including this one, The Devil You Know.
When the devil you know living right next door. When the devil you know living right next door. And the left hand hiding from the right one. Nobody's paying the bills. Good people running scared, and the angels are heading for the hills. Everybody wanna know what's going on behind your door. Even God's getting mighty tired just from keeping score. Ain't nobody business which way the ill wind blows.
All right, a little bit of Fiona Boys' The Devil You Know off the album Professing the Blues. What's next?
Oh, I just wanted to mention that there are other just fantastic blues albums by other women. Janova Magnus has one that was released earlier this year. Kind of step away from the blues and more of a pop album. Lisa Mann, two-time winner of the Blues Music Award for bass playing, plays six-string bass. Fantastic album. Susan Tedeschi, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Sean Murphy, last year's Blues Blowout headliner, has a fantastic record out. And sax player Nancy Wright. So all of those great blues albums by women. And my favorite album is by a woman, but let's to put that off for just a second. Get back to the men, the Old Boys Network. But my favorite blues album release is by a man is icon Bobby Rush, who was 83 years old last month and still the funkiest man on the planet. His latest record is Porcupine Meat. This proves that he is funky. It's the funk of the funk.
Bobby Rush, Bunka da Funk off the album Porcupine Meat. What's next, Bob?
I don't know if we want to go to the next thing. I said that if we were short on time, we could cut this.
Let's give it a try.
All right.
I think we can do it.
Let's do it. Okay, well, great. People know that I'm way off into soul music, 60s, 70s soul music. And this year marked the return of William Bell. He had a lot of pop Billboard chart hits. You Don't Miss Your Water, I Forgot to Be Your Lover. A number of other charted hits. He's back with the classic Memphis soul sound. He lives in Memphis. The CD is Where I Live, and this is The Three of Me.
And there were three of me. There was the man I was, the man I am, and the man I want to be. It's not that easy to forget all the love you had.
All right, William Bell, The Three of Me from the album This Is Where I Live, taking us into some soul music there. That's great.
Good God. Let me jump back. Back to my list.
All right.
All right, I already said my number two is the Bobby Rush thing. Number three and four kind of goes back and forth, but both from the East Coast sound, and both have the same guitar player, Monster Mike Welch. The, I guess, number three would be from Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. They won 7 Blues Music Awards last year for their disc Living Tear to Tear. They're back, another really great record called Seeing Is Believing. This is It Ain't Funny.
Gonna quit you, baby. I'm a life I say I won't, but it ain't funny what you did to me, baby. Well, you know it ain't funny what you did, little girl, little girl, little girl. But you know what the funny thing is now? I still can't get you out of my mind. I've been treating you right, baby, just like a good man should. Then you burn me, baby, like you burn a block of wood. It ain't funny what you did to me, baby. I ain't laughing now. It ain't funny what you did to me, oh no. But you know what the funny thing is to me, little girl? I still can't get you on my mind. You always on my mind. Play your piano, man.
All right, Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, It Ain't Funny, off the album Seeing Is Believing. We're getting close to that number one, but what's next?
Well, I had mentioned that there was two that interchanged between number three and number four. If you take that same Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones traditional East Coast blues sound, put some horns to it, you get the Knickerbocker All-Stars. This is primarily a studio band. They don't do very many live dates, and features some of the premier East Coast blues players. They also have all-stars that come in. Jimmy Vaughn and Duke Robillard, Vaughn of the Fabulous Thunderbirds and many others. Duke Robillard started Room Full of Blues. Anyway, the CD is called Texas Roadie Blues, and that's R-H-O-D-Y. Vaughn is from Austin, Texas. Robillard is from Rhode Island, so it's Texas Roadie Blues. This is both Jimmy and Duke playing guitar, Duke singing Going to the Country.
Going back where I belong. control. Going back where I belong. Cause you say the folk live too fast, and I can't make this town my home. I've been living fast life, don't wanna do that no more. Don't wanna do that no more. Cause the way I have been living, I'm just a lucky so-so. I'm going back, Jimmy.
All right, the Knickerbocker All-Stars go into the country off the album Texas Roadie Blues. And I was going to make fun of the idea of Rhode Island blues for just a moment, and then I remembered that people might make fun of Iowa blues. And clearly we have a blues scene, so.
We do.
Obviously.
And I didn't want people to get the idea that I was going to be one of those East Coast elitists, because I'm still way off into the Chicago scene. There's Lurie Bell, the guitar player, son of harp icon Carrie Bell, has a record that's probably going to win a lot of blues music awards called Can't Shake This Feeling. Soul blues harp player Omar Coleman, a really nice live record that he recorded in one of Chicago's iconic clubs, Rose's Lounge. Sugar Blue has come back to a real blues sound after being way out there with a number of records. This one is called Voyage. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials got a really nice one. And a shout out to some Iowans, Rush Cleveland, the iconic Cedar Valley guitar player. Blue Henry from Cedar Rapids. And by the way, I don't mind saying, I think the Blue Band had a really nice 35th anniversary CD in 2000.
Absolutely, absolutely. Plus, you've got your big New Year's Eve extravaganza coming up, right?
Well, I do. Thank you very much for mentioning that. And we're partnering with a nonprofit organization called the Artisans Sanctuary in Cedar Rapids this year to try to raise some money for some really nice arts causes. But who's number one? We've been talking about this for 25 minutes. And again, I said it was the year of the women in blues, and we're back to women. Deb Ryder, I think I had her on the list, high on the list last year and the year before that. Three gems in a row. She writes and sings the songs. She produced the recording. She even did the graphic design for the cover. And she's a Midwesterner originally from Peoria, Illinois. She's been based in L.A. for a number of years now. My favorite blues CD for 2016 is Deb's Grit, Grease, and Tears. Here's the title track.
My brain, lips to the bottle, gonna drown this pain. Eyes don't focus, my head's spinning around. I need to sleep, I just can't lay it down. Pray for a miracle that can't. Someone breaking the law, somebody suffering for the luck of the draw. By the light of the moon, pain lasts bold. Walk that tightrope, but don't look down. Burning wings, falling to the ground. You won't try anymore.
Wow, so much power there, Bob.
Oh, she is fantastic.
All right, Deb Ryder Grit, that's Grease and Tears off the album Grit, Grease and Tears. Bob Doerr's number one pick of the year. And we have a minute left, Bob. If we're looking at re-releases, what's really great out there?
Well, you know, it's the year of the Beatles again. Ron Howard had a documentary film that I have not had a chance to see. I got that DVD or Blu-ray on my list for Santa, so I hope he brings it to me. But in conjunction with that is the reissue of the Live at Hollywood Bowl. It uses modern technology to really enhance the mix of the band. It was only recorded 3-track. And uses famed Beatle producer George Martin's son Giles as the audio producer. Here's one of those previously unreleased tracks.
I got something to say that might cause you pain.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Bob Doerr, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And have a wonderful, happy Blue Year. Your New Year's Eve coming up. Bob Doerr and the Blue Band celebrating 35 years. This
thank
is
you.
Talk of Iowa.
Because I told you before.